This year marks an important anniversary.
Only you can prevent forest and woods fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
An old friend of the U.S. Forest Service, Smokey Bear, turns 80 years old. Smokey still cuts a fine figure in his blue jeans and rakish Ranger's hat. And his premise that you can prevent wildfires is the longest running public service announcement in American history. But our next guest says the old bear needs a makeover, one that captures a different view of fire and the role that it has in our future. Emily Schlickman is an assistant professor of landscape architecture and environmental design at the University of California, Davis, and she joins us now. Emily, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And look at you, picking a fight with Smokey Bear. Why? What's wrong with the idea that only you can prevent wildfires?
I think my colleague Brett Milligan and I at UC Davis, we definitely agree that his message is still valid. We just wonder if Smokey could use a new friend to really support all of the efforts of Good Fire.
And you and Brett have come up with a cast of new characters or new friends for Smokey as part of an exhibit that you're doing at the University of California, Davis. One of them is Bernie the Bobcat, who I see is already on a billboard in California. Tell me about Bernie.
Yeah. So Brett and I have been working on, you know, this topic of wildfire for a few years now. And we recently put together a book called Designed by Fire. And with this work, we began thinking about how to get more public buy-in for Good Fire. And by Good Fire, I mean intentionally burning landscapes or simply letting them burn to maintain healthy ecosystems, to build wildfire resilience, and to support native cultural practices. And so in doing this, we thought by giving Smokey a new friend, perhaps that could be one way to get buy-in. But perhaps this new friend could light fires instead of fighting them. So we came up with, we brainstormed a whole cast of what we call kind of pyrophilic characters who could promote Good Fire. And one example is Bernie the Bobcat. So bobcats like to prey on animals who are attracted to post-fire shrublands. So they inherently benefit from fire. So with this information, we created Bernie. We dressed her up in prescribed fire gear, and we put her up on a billboard outside of Sacramento. But we're also considering a host of other characters. So we have Torchy the Tule Elk. We have Flame the Fox. We have Cinder the Coyote and a couple of others. And what we're doing right now is we really want to get the public's help in voting for a Good Fire mascot. And the hope is that over the next year, we can kind of refine the illustrations and the messaging and expand the campaign.
I'm chuckling here a little bit, but you know, on the other hand, you're striking at something that's pretty important here. This is a debate about how we manage fire on public lands. And it's a fundamental debate in the Western United States. What do you hope will happen with whatever mascot, you know, you or the public lands on? What's really at stake here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that we're hoping to get out of this is that people start understanding that we have agency in deciding what our future looks like with fire, and really getting people to think about ways in which we can steward our landscapes to be better prepared in the face of fire.
Well, and what I think I'm hearing is that Smokey Bear's message that all fire is bad fire and you have to do everything you can to stop it has gotten us into some trouble over the years. And so you're trying to think of something different, a new way of approaching this.
Yes, exactly. So as a result of fire suppression, we have radically changed fire regimes across California, and in many areas we're seeing a lot of fuel buildup, which is leading to more catastrophic wildfires that we're seeing today. That, on top of climate change, hotter, drier, windier conditions, and the fact that more people are moving to fire-prone locations, is kind of exacerbating all of these risks. Mm.
How does this hit you personally? I know you're a professor, you're thinking about it academically, but I understand you're trained as a firefighter, you've gone out on prescribed burns. And of course, you live in California under all these worsening conditions.
Yeah. I mean, I think as with most people living in California, you know, the last 10 years or so have been really, really challenging. But I'm now doing prescribed burns. So we burn basically every month in order to not only, you know, reduce wildfire risk and bolster healthy ecosystems, but also really importantly to try to promote these indigenous practices across the state.
All right. Emily Schlickman is an assistant professor of landscape architecture and environmental design at the University of California, Davis, also the curator of a new exhibit there about the future of fire. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.